Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy Cartez DeShay, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap to your smooth R&B for the ladies? So tune in for the best time of your life. With the most real talk topics, hardcore freestyle. You can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the best that you'll ever have, the finest on the internet. Why you smoking up on that dodo? She gon' tell it how it is, nigga, like a
welcome to the most entertaining, most exciting, most interactive. You can keep up with a buzz. Radio business on the internet, period. This is the LLBP radio show. I am your hostess with the mostest. I go by the name of Miss Jackson, a.k.a. Miss J. Believer, Best Believer. And to my most definitely, holding it down, my firstborn, long hair, don't care. You know, the mayor, Merlot.
What up, everybody? We are back again, everyone. We here.
And we also have in the building, we have Juan, our engineer.
Juanissimo.
Juanissimo, if you will. But, people, thank you for tuning in. By the way, UU Live, please take time to listen to the other stations on the show at UU Live, DIEWYOULive.com. And check out my girl, Lifestyle Night Party. She'll be on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Oh, excuse me, today is Tuesday. Shout out to my 420 Nation. Yeah, on Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m., it'll be Aisha Brown and Mike Shaw and the thing doing what they do best, cutting it up. By the way, all you people in Facebook world, caring is sharing. Take time to share this video. It only takes a time to fuck with mine. Just a little time. Hit the button. Show love. Send an emoji, make your comments, let us know you're in the building. Thanks to those who are viewing, and let us go. You ready?
Boy, you know. Y'all, I hope
you're going to get a special food.
I'm feeling better a little bit. So, I'm here. Thanks, Halls.
Halls, how about that? And by the way, if you'd like to call in and talk to us personally, all you have to do is dial 760-542-4327. Again, that's 760-542-4327. And you can talk to me or Samir.
Or Samir.
Come here.
See, I said it for you this time.
I know, right? But let me say hello to a couple of people. I got my people in Alabama. I see you, Kaima. Cookie, I see you down in Alabama, Nikita, Ashley. I got a few people just say other people. So forgive me if they ain't call your name. Don't judge me, pray for me. Aight, that way. Jesse Carpenter's in there. Mike Pugh. We got a few people. Kenya.
Everybody, when you feel, we want you to leave a comment. Say something. Feel me?
Let us know you anything.
Here. Don't get counted out. You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, people, today, I just want to say, today had to be one of the hottest goddamn days. I swear to God, it was so hot.
I wasn't, I was cool that once out there. I didn't even go outside not one time. I checked my breath. I heard it was too hot.
I'm scared.
For lunch because I didn't want to hear about that. With two bottles of water for all the health fanatics, two bottles of water.
I am thoroughly 100% black. I got all kind of tan lines going on about where I wore a tank top. I don't show everybody because that's just so not deep. But know that I got all kind of lines going this way, arms. I'm about five. I look like the rainbow, really. I represent all shades of blackness. After this summer, I put all my situation up. Hands is one color, arms is one. Forearms.
That's
a certain color.
The drivers, y'all got to get on the court. But that one arm will always be in the way.
I hope you at least wear your T-shirt so y'all don't have that white feeder tan going on. Y'all know how it be so hot outside. I put on some sunscreen.
You know what?
I put on some sunscreen. I'm tired of getting, am I wrong? Please tell me, am I wrong? But not one getting on darker than I already am. Am I wrong for that? Somebody, please tell me, comment, call, whatever.
Was that the only solution you could come up with?
Yes. I'm trying to tell you, check this out.
So now you're on the spot. Now, the interview is now on you. People, I'm going to ask a question that I feel is coming through the FB that they want to ask. How did you feel? What did it feel like to have on Sunday work?
Oh, baby, let me tell you something. I melted.
Exactly.
My black ass felt like I had put on a ton of lard. I was so hot, I damn near fainted.
So is it safe to say that this SPFP Virginia junk they're giving us and then giving them to white people is really just lard in the jar? I've always wanted to know what it was like.
It's
lower in the jar. You feel greasy?
Oh, I was hella greasy. Shine on 409 greasy.
Why you like 4 shades darker?
I'm not supposed to be.
No,
okay. I'm not supposed to be darker.
I'm more darker than me. Out of town.
Come on.
She close, y'all.
It's just I'm red, that's all.
She tan too.
It's just that I tan quite well. I have a red in me. I got Indian in my family. That's some nigga shit. Black folk always tell me we got some Indian in our family. We don't even know who our husbands don't even know who the hell our family is. Your daddy ain't even your daddy. Half y'all born in the 70s and 80s, all they knew was type A blood, type B blood, and O blood. So if you was an A and then the boy was an A, surprise, you look, that's your way. She can be a hoe back in the day. She's got that right, because daddy, you may be not be that. That way you may be not the father of that baby forever, but that's for another generation. Shout out to those who raised somebody else's child then and now. I want to give shout out to some dads because dads don't get no appreciation. I know I'm all over the board again. Shout out my 420, but I just want to give my father. My father's gone. He's passed on the glory or wherever he went. I hope he went. He said, I'm having a dance with my father again.
I'm
not real life though. I watch fathers out here sometimes with that little shorty. I mean, I get it up close and personal because I see it with my son. And they out here struggling, trying to be all that they can be. Some of the dads out here aren't as lucky, blessed, whatever you want to call it, as others, as far as finances and all of that. And they get a bad name. They get called deadbeat. You know what I mean? That nigga got dead. He ain't allowed to have a decent pair of shoes because this, and that. You know what I mean? But I want the fathers out here to know y'all are appreciated. You know what I mean? Spend time with them kids anyway. Even if you ain't got a lot of money, take what you got. and give. Matter of fact, give a little harder.
A little bit more.
Do a little less. Try to do a little less of them addictions. You know, I don't judge nobody to do whatever they do because I do what I do too. However, make sure that the shorties is covered before you do you. The shorties ain't a bill, but yes, they are a bill. A bill is incurred, incurred when you have children. They are a bill. You knew that, and it's been. But those who aren't, I'd like to salute you. You know what I mean? And those who ain't, get your weight up. I ain't even gonna say fuck you, kill yourself. I don't say none of that. Yeah, don't make me do it. I was trying to do that. I'm too old. Look, he's looking at my arm like, what the hell? What's wrong with my arm?
Thank you.
I'm
about to introduce to y'all. This dance goes out to my nephew, DeMarcus.
Yes.
Who they do this together. So, DeMarcus, nephew, if you watch it, your dance doing this for you. Come on.
I'm not going to do it all, but
no,
told him one day we're going to do a video. We're going to do a video together and put it out and make it viral because his man, I'm a beast. Well, I was back in the day, but now my bones is a little stiffer. I'm a little more, I'm tired. And plus, I don't know how to do the damn dance. I ain't no featuring in front. Plus that.
I want you to show them that arm.
How
you throw that arm like that.
Okay, so y'all know how to, everybody out there, check this out. Do you live? I'm sorry. I'm disturbing. This is parental discretion. Is it that?
You hold on to your wrist.
I smacked myself one time when I was doing, but I'm better now. It did for me to go like this. Nevertheless. See, I know they watch it, so I can't even do it. I know they watch me or whatnot. And I don't want to smack myself. You know, and then my daughter's like, Mommy, you got to do it like this. And I was like, oh. Anybody that want to book me to do your dance at your show, hit me at 1-800-DANCE-A-LOT. I'm still clowning.
My 7 for the day.
I'm just saying, I was leveling up. I'm trying to show these people what need to be gun popping off. Level up. Okay? Level up. Anywho. I just need to get a breath in. Oh, I noticed some odd things, but on certain days I'm more random than others. Wait a minute.
Here we go again.
I need some air. So, before I get into this, I want to say one thing. And I never thought I would do this in the history of niggerdom that I ever think.
Oh,
that I would say some shit like this here.
Here we go.
Rest in peace, John McCain. Shocker. Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. John McCain. He's a Republican, people. Y'all know I'm a stout Democrat. I'm a blacktivist first. And, but they do, you know, just because you don't see the world the same way as everybody else don't mean that them people can't earn your respect. I ain't like his political views and whatnot, but he earned my respect. When he earned my respect was back in 2008 when he stood up for Barack Obama when she tried to call him a African or Muslim or whatever retarded ass shit she tried to throw on him, he cut off. He could have been a part of that. He might could have won because we didn't know racism was that bad. Sarah Palin was already on the train. He just chose not to be a part And I respect him for it. I respect him even more so when he stood up for Obamacare, knowing there's a whole lot of y'all out there, kids, is getting Medicaid because they upheld that thing.
I'm jealous. I can't even give them a chance.
I ain't getting it either. Anywho, but yeah, rest in peace, my guy.
R.I.P.
All right. Moving on. On with today's thing. Oh, we were talking about Aretha Franklin. Her funeral. It's coming up.
On the 31st in Detroit, for those who haven't been watching the news on love.
All my people in the D.
The funeral, the viewing and visitation has begun. The line is wrapped around the building. They thought we had a cutoff time. They were already talking about it on the news. So for those of you that are going, be prepared to be in line for quite some time. I wish I could make it, but I can't afford to take that much time off. Once it's finished the next minute.
I know that's right,
her.
And I ain't going nowhere, buddy.
That's their first day in front of grandma. So,
that's what kind of love I get. I'm going to be in a nursing home. I better be careful. I might not make it to retirement before I get thrown in one. One of them real nasty came.
She going to make it. And shout out to Detroit, though, for showing her mad love the way
they are. Shout out to the D.
At the end of the day, everybody
taking care of the queen.
The D's been up. They done been down. They done been football.
Up,
still,
down,
still
to
on
the ground.
They're still showing mad respect to the region. So,
I'll heal the queen.
Shout out to y'all for doing what y'all do for y'all queen. Queen of the D.
Queen of the D. Anywho. Moving on.
Don't y'all like to just movie today?
Yes, I am flying. Matter of fact, let me take a moment and grab this microphone.
Who is your caller?
317-XL-HOT-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-DEEP-
Tribble in the building. What the people do?
What up, Sam Dan? What up?
You know it, man. Feeling damn good. Feeling damn good in this beautiful city, in this beautiful day in Zamunda. All of the above in the house. LLBP, Dysfunction, Roundtable back, Grill Masters back. Man, it's just a beautiful day. Gotta thank God.
I want some of that barbecue.
Oh, yeah. You already know. I'm going to be hosting. It's going down real soon. First grill was yesterday. I didn't get off early enough to do it today, but I'm still going to fuck around and throw something on that motherfucker. I'll throw two patties on that bitch. It's me and Keisha. I had to.
I know that's right.
You meant to say four, you know, real effect to it.
Okay.
I said you meant to say four patties, but we'll accept two.
I don't care.
You had two extra guests to just lean a little.
Yeah, we needed four patties.
I got you. He's including himself already on the guest list.
It's all right. You messed up the count, but we forgive you.
We knew what you meant by it, though.
We ain't even offended that you left out our invite. I corrected you, though. Look at God. What are you doing?
Right on.
Yeah, I'm saying that's how we slide. That was better than a next slide. You like that slide?
Oh, yeah. Things are going good, man. I didn't increase my square footage by 1,000 feet. So life's good.
That's a slide. Congratulations.
I got tired of publicity talking all shit. What do you say, bro?
Everybody get it in. Nicole Davis, what up? Christine, King Leo. It's a few more tuning in. Kizzy Wall. Nikita.
Oh, yeah.
Sweaty Hand. Tony TNT.
Oh, yeah.
Annette Russ. Nikita. Big Little Sister. All you tuning in. Good looking. Don't forget, share the show. What up? You already know. You on the LLBP radio show. Okay. So let me get into something that I want to talk about. Y'all know I talk a lot. Yeah, I got a note. Come out there and she got a note. Yeah. I think very deeply. All right, first thing that be on my mind, and I need those that are tuning in, Triple Women, I'm going to mute you for a second, but then I'm going to open you back up because I want you to comment on this topic as well. Again, to all those that would like to speak to the host, you can call in at 760-542-4327. 760-542-4327. Or check us out at viewulive.com. Or you can comment, send emojis, or whatever. Let us know you're in the building if you're on Facebook. Thank you. But yeah, the first thing that was on my mind, I want to talk about. I got a question. Here's my question. Please, anybody answer this question for me. Two broke people deserve each other. Should two broke people be together? I want to know. Because this is the thing. Everybody talk about, what you bring to the table. But they always say, ladies are always looking for a man to pay their bills. Take care of them, and she ain't bringing nothing to the table but some ass. So, she broke, you ain't. Should a broke person be with somebody who got money? Mm-hmm. Is that a better question, or should just two broke people be together? Should broke motherfuckers just be together and get it out the mud? You know what I mean? They always say, I got it out the mud. You wouldn't hear when I was a nut ass nigga, you wouldn't know where to be found. Now nigga got a couple dollars black and good as shit. Now bitch all on my nut. Okay, well, sister girl, would you fuck with that broke nigga now? He ain't got no money, he got potential. Or you gonna leave him to the broke son? To do both people be together? That's what I want to know. First, would you like to touch that, or would you want me? None of that. Let me be proper. Triple, I'm gonna let you touch on this one first, and then I'm gonna go to my co-host. Sure.
No.
To do both people be together. Come on.
Fresh outside. Yeah. To say that, Miss Jackson, is like you're ignoring the whole marriage vow.
Can you come closer to the mic? You need to come closer to the mic.
To say that is like you ignoring the whole wedding vows in general, the originals. Supposed to be in sickness and poor, having his health broken, you know what I mean, all that good shit. So if you got that far to even be...
I'm talking about before you get married, I'm talking about... To it, when you first meet a girl, and she live with her mama, and she not working right now, but she a cute little thing, and she got good draws, you know. All the broke people always got the best sex, because that's all they got. So she got fine sex, she cute as she want to be, but she live with her mama, and she don't got no job. You gonna go and bring her early on the team? Or you gonna leave her to the next broke nigga to take care of her?
I would say that is a case by case, depending on the nigga or the female, whoever is looking. You ain't gonna go for nobody below where you at, but you might get somebody a couple chicks below. See, they got, you know, potential. But if y'all in the same ballpark, yeah, he gonna fuck around talking to somebody a couple little chicks lower, but not much. You know what I mean? I can't see you living at Eli Lilly's and going to go try to holler at this post world babe. It's just not gonna happen. It's just not the type. It don't match up. It's just two different parties, two different things you talk about. You know what I mean? It's gonna self check itself in general. Like if y'all start talking and you broke and you both broke, then y'all probably not gonna do good because y'all probably not gonna see each other that often. You know what I mean? Just shit like that. Everything self checks itself, man. Money starts it all, and the want of money also.
So basically, Yes or no? Should two broke people be together, or should you, if you with money, don't gonna take snatch up somebody with no money?
You would say, think that's a good answer to go for the money, but it don't happen like that. That's part of why niggas fall in love. That's why they fall in lust and all that. It's love, lust, all whatever the hell. You know what I mean? Broke bitch could be a check. You know what I mean? Anybody, because their ass is big. Or, you know what I mean? And vice versa for the nigga. He's, I see this nigga on the porn star. But the nigga can't afford a block of miles. But, yeah, you know what I mean? You got word through the grapevine, so you want to take him down. Next thing you know, you got pregnant and you stuck with the nigga. Shit. That's you can't. What you're asking for is an opinion. You think they should? No, I don't think anybody should stay broke. I don't think anybody, if you have an option.
No, the thing is, you know how everybody, you know, that got something be like, I don't want somebody that ain't got nothing. But if they got
right.
potential or whatever, does that count for anything? Is that still a
no brainer?
That's no
doubt. Of course it does. That's how people still get together this day. Somebody just got fired or they got a little sob story, whatever it is, they're able to fit in that man's world.
Honestly, men will go ahead and snatch a girl sitting on the bus stop, sucking on the lollipop. But
yeah.
Women, you know, are a little less wanting to pick up somebody. Like, I'll give you an example. It's damn near cuffing season right now. And all the broke men have been ripping and running and dead hopping and jumping, ugly, are now looking for somewhere to go. If I would get told, they like the raccoons and the possums. They got to move in somebody's attic or house, space, and invade their home during the cold season. So that the break of snow and spray is here, and they're back in boom, and they're out. Real life, they invade their home like rodents. So, yeah.
I mean,
but
look, you can't be invaded unless you're invited. You can't invade unless you're invited. So.
I agree with that. You cannot invade unless you're invited.
Hey, man, you got to invite the vampire in. How about that, lady? They can't move in unless you let them.
They talk about him like a dog, but, yeah, he got in there for some reason. He got the skirt one.
He needed to wash up. If he got wet, make sure he didn't wash the load. He knows that load in the drawer. Now he got claws in his face. And you come out, I don't know what happened. He's been doing his laundry for 3 months now. Hey, that boat should live with you. When he come in there, and then you know they come, but when they come in the door, the first thing they say is, what you cook? What you cook? Pick up something to eat. I'm hungry. What?
Did you buy something? Bring some groceries?
Right. Oh, no. You should have stopped on your way before you came in here. And he picked up
people like that, though, bro. I think people like that got a motherly syndrome. You know, some dudes look for chicks to like their mama and they want to be baby. Some chicks like the baby. They want, you know, they want to study all the information, have something to do, just to have something to do.
Yeah, but and if that's the case, you know, if that's how you feel, if that's how you live, then don't be mad and go out here ripping and ranting about how these dudes ain't no good. If you ain't going to do nothing but take care of them, go out and make sure the door doesn't come out. He's 45 years old and still on important and game systems and stuff.
Well, the thing I'm trying to find out is, well, you know, that's part of that cuffing season. You want to talk about cuffing season? Let's talk about the cuffing. So that sounds like cuffing season conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
it's time to slow it on down. It's up that first draft, the cold wind hit hard.
Well, unfortunately, just like the men feel the breeze and see the seeds starting to fall, and knowing that it's time to go ahead and find somebody's house to move in, when it gets tax time, we fatten them up. They done got a little slim because they was hungry all summer and they was out here doing it on one, being all they can be, living their best life. And that's you know what I mean? They living their best life. And now, you know, but now they slim good body, but then they come in and they batting them on back up. You know, they get to meet the family and shit. They go Thanksgiving. Baby, I don't even want to go. Just bring me a plate. Need to borrow some money for you so he can buy you a gift so that you can say, boo bought it. Look what boo bought me. No, you might as well have bought
that's that baby boy shit. Matter of fact, look, Miss Jackson, a chick doing that, as a matter of fact, I'm going to think that she's doing something too. I'm going to think they both on the low. She's snorting, they rolling, they doing some crack that makes you think like that because ain't no motherfucking way. That nigga shit got the first base, second base, any base. Take the motherfucking outfit off. You shouldn't even be at the game. Fuck out of here.
You and I, okay, you should be part of the team. But then, and then she got to go and do him all the she been buying since Thanksgiving, Black Friday, collecting shoes and jeans.
Buy her car right now. She donuts.
And he drop her off. He's a classic baby boy. Drop her off at work. You know, pick up late type shit. If he pick up at all.
He don't even look like it's her car no more.
It ain't. It's nasty. it's nasty.
So, that's crazy. And then come
New Year's. You know, y'all might y'all take that picture. Yeah, me and Boo, we still together. Double A. It's our year. 2018, 2019, it's our year. We take a picture, say, it's up to the end. How you hope? You need to know. Yeah,
you know
that Valentine's Day, no, you ain't getting that ring. No, he ain't going to ask you to marry him. No, he's not, you know, doing anything special for you. You know, you'd be lucky if you get something off the corner with the little.
Okay, find a way to wiggle loop.
With your little.
And the pants.
Find a way to wiggle something.
But
he's trying to pick arguments out of nowhere. Y'all been going so good.
But
you know,
some,
now y'all arguing.
But some women step on you, gentlemen. They own y'all. Let me tell you what they doing. They found it. They said it's a little later this year. You can file your taxes in January. They trying to be out of there by past February, finding the new Cupid in their heart with a new good about that day. Fellas, Uncle Sam trying to help me stick out. They not releasing no checks until a certain date. And then they can file it later and later. They got jobs now. They file it later and later just so you can't leave. You on the remix, you on extended version, the LP version of the cup and tea.
With her tax money.
Yeah, so I get your tax money. Let me see your bank card. Let's go and check your bank statement. Pull this shit up, girl.
Oh, you get your hair done.
Man, you on your
hair. Where is shit happening?
Bum rushing these shit. Where that money at, girl?
I've heard it firsthand.
Look,
experience.
You be waiting at, hey, my dude got a lick on these perks. Got a lick on these shoes, these phones.
I'm going to get you back.
We going to be flipping and dipping. We going to be like, they going to be relationship goals, and they going to be really busting it. Not knowing he's trying to bust down the door to get away from them.
That's crazy. Anything but flipping 40 hours. Anything but flipping 40 hours a week, though. We ain't going to do that.
Have you noticed that people will do anything on the planet to keep from doing a regular job? Why is that?
I've never even seen tax return.
You know, it's to my men especially, because, you know, I'm OG status. And Shane, proud of it. Making 50 look sad. How about that? But
make 23 look good.
Not but. But yeah. When you done made me throw me out with the
Lord.
But, look, I'm standing right there. What was we talking about? Yeah. Why am I talking about my age?
I don't understand why I'm sex.
But we're
talking about doing it.
In our days, men were provided. That's why I think back in my day,
hashtag fences.
They had jobs at like Chrysler, Ford.
They all crazy.
Cancerous. You know, things like that. They were company men. Some of them were blessed enough to hit Eli Lilly up. Some went to Roche. They went to Mays Chemical. Different companies that had a lot of precedent. However, you know, a lot of them companies are gone. And now men are have to retreat to lesser paying jobs. But back then, even back then when they had those good paying jobs, that was like men can't put on makeup and adorn themselves with things like we do. But they had that nice job. They always had they feet stay fresh. I'm talking about J's. I'm talking about them floors. Y'all hear me? I'm talking about real. What's them chill? They had a Stacey Adams and shit like that.
Sure.
They had them dress out. They had them wingtips and whatnot. And they would drive them nice cars. And they let you know, I'm barely broke. I may not look the best, but I work real hard. And to a lot of women, they got respect for that check. We're in pursuit of the bag. All you ladies in the pursuit of the bag. And a man trying, looking for a man with a J-O-B. It ain't that hard. You're barking up the wrong tree looking for hustlers. A working man should have a hustle anyway. Let me put that out there. I'm going to say that again. Ladies and gentlemen. A working man to have a hustle anyway. Two jobs is for two people, but ain't nothing wrong with having a hustle. For those who tune in on the Blind Talk side, if you'd like to speak to the host or to Samir, please put one on your keypad, and you are able to speak. Thanks to all those that are tuning in on that side. For all those that would like to speak to the host, please dial 760-542-4327. You can talk to me.
Sure. Oh.
Samir, come here.
Samir just had a song. And it was like.
You think very deeply? What is
it? No, it's on the topic.
All right.
It's a PSA to both Negroes, Caucasians, Asians, and Hispanics alike. Wash your underarms.
Wait a minute.
Listen, it is going there today. We didn't watch. Today. Today, I seen an enabler. We said it already. Triple said it. He said there's some women who don't mind being like a mother to these men, and we call them enablers. I seen it firsthand. He came into my job and bought a game system. I'm thinking he gonna come out of his pocket. She paid for it, and when he walked past, he was mercy. Now, how is it that you didn't smell and she? How did nobody smell that? I'm gonna tell you why, and I'm being real 100. Y'all nasty. Y'all gonna get trichomonosis if y'all don't start making y'all little boot things start washing their bodies. Don't be acting like you scared to tell this Negro or this chick that she's
nasty.
Don't go out and die with that.
That's
embarrassing. First of all, you already came outside. You looked a mess. And y'all let him walk around here. Leave carry him around like a trophy. You know what I mean? Leave look like something. Y'all come out here. Y'all clothes don't fit. Y'all stink. Y'all look like y'all still having the same outfit from 2 weeks ago when you were out to the club with your homeboys because she ain't bought you nothing new. You just looking bad, and she just sitting there looking even worse. Even the people with jobs, because The question was, is two folks supposed to be together? I feel like if somebody who got, if you broke and you know your lover got a job, don't walk around here looking like you broke. Don't be looking trashy, because then you're going to make them look like they just wasting their time. I hate the CDC and they letting these old nothing Negroes driving their car and riding around when y'all working hard to do what y'all got to do just to be with some old duster buster. Like, that's crazy. I just don't be getting in there. That's like, y'all funky. That just be, that made me mad today when I smelled that. That was funky. Funky.
That's funny.
I'm done, y'all. She was, she knew she smelled that. She heard us talking about he was funky. You could have said, hey.
I'd have been like, hey, bro, you smell that? Is that you?
What are you? That's you.
Well,
hey, let me grab another mic real quick. Hold on. From the 337-551. And say it is done. Come on this mic.
Oh, what's going on, Miss F?
Hey. Oh, I miss that voice. How are you, Blaine? I miss you, Blaine.
Yeah, I'm good.
So, did you hear our topic real quick? And you hang on in a minute, because we gonna, I'm going to, since I hear a couple of y'all, I think you, y'all, for those that are paying attention, those that are on checking us out, UULive.com, Facebook, Blog Talk, if you are a rapper, text your friend, text your neighbor. Everybody got somebody in their family that's a rapper. Let them know to call the LLBP radio show, and we'll get them on here live real quick before we turn the show off. We having a good day today. I'm having a today is Random Thoughts Night, so that's why we all over the board. And we, today, I feel like that I'm going to take it back old school with some of my rappers that made this show what it is. Without my dysfunctional family members, this show would never have lasted this long. So I do want to shout out to all my dysfunctionals out there in wherever you are viewing or listening. I have nothing but love for you, baby. And I never forgot you. And we still got things to do. Trust and know. We about to grow. So hang on. Give me a couple of minutes and I'll grab your mic. So start texting your people. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, so go on the inbox, text, do whatever you got to do, and hit them up and let them know. Go on, call the LLBP radio, let them see if you can get a quick one in on them, like we did. Go old school. All right?
All right, I got you.
All right, hold on. But, yeah, we are, to all my listeners, we are going to bless those that helped and supported the show for so long. Those are my rappers. I know they think I forgot about them. My R&B singers as well. I have not forgotten those who helped put the show on the map for us and help get it going. I know y'all like, man, she forgot us. Stop it.
Hey, Miss Jackson, I got a name that came to mind. When you said some of the people who made the show, Destiny. Destiny the Rapper, Light Skin, Divine Destiny.
I forgot she knew. We've been here 7 years.
I definitely thought that when she came on that did something to me. I don't really get to see female rappers too often, so that kind of made a little bit more for me.
It made a remark on you.
A remark, a first part, a repost.
But
I'm pretty real. Not only her, but a lot of people have really been walking the door on your show, for real, for real. It's amazing to see how many different rappers, poets, artists, and different business. Like you said, you got offers showing. You got so many people. And to know y'all from where she started, in the front room, y'all, to a studio. Come on now. Shout out to Miss Jackson going from her room to the studio, y'all. So sure.
Thank you. But I'm like, I don't know what to say. I feel blessed that we still trying to make wheels and deals and trying to figure out how we gonna keep this going still. So don't Just pray forward. Keep us in your prayers and keep going with the show. Keep supporting us on viewyoulive.com, here on Facebook. We're Live Talk Radio. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and grab, because we gone gone and show a little love. I'm going to open up a couple mics. It got me stuttering and whatnot. I'm going to open up a few mics. Well, I'll say this. Those who call in and want to rap, please hit one on your keypad or call in at 760-542-4327. I'm like, what's the number? I wrote it on my head.
I knew
he
just
like,
stopped so too quick. There it is.
Brick wall.
There it is.
She hit the brick wall. Never that. I never run out of words to say. It's a gag. Yeah, I We're going to bring the cypher back. So, effective immediately, I'm going to bring my team back to the forefront. And we got storm troopers showing
up. I
want to
see some of them step into the field. Time to go ahead and put some faces, these voices, so America can see who we got on fire right now.
Well, without further ado or damn don't, we just don't let the ones that are here do what you do. Like I said, I'll hop out. Feel free to call in. I know I caught y'all off guard, and this ain't so, it, you know. Know that we think you're going to bring y'all back in the building. And so, look, Triple, are you there? If you are trying to rap tonight, live on the show, please push 1 on your phone at this time. Triple, since he's the first on the show, go on ahead and start it out, so I already know.
Shit. Am I good? Am I loud?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, listen. New shit. This is my diary. I am a black man. They will not hire me. This is a fact, fam. Look how they watching me. The eyes giving me a tan. See how they blocking me? They do not share the ham. Sure, they going to shut me down. No room for you in town. And all of them 1%ers, they don't like you niggas in it. You're a statistic, Bennett. This music will we invent it. The hit is the perfect hickey. Look at my fit. I don't fit the litty. The tool is my cotton. I watch them pick me. They coming for organs. They want my kidneys. And we grew up on 50, but dead by 50. Streets is iffy, but they won't kick me unless I'm on Bicky. But if I get sticky, I'm trippy. I'm rapping about it. She going to lick me. Rather we shucking or selling now. Look at the history. King of the city talk, nigga, that's history. And what the King Gala gonna do ain't no stint for me. We get money taking the NAP, and I'll admire my enemy. And if we don't speak, you're no friend to me. And if it's a kin, they not real to me. Fuck the world when I tell you how this shit feel to me. This is my diary. Burn me in hell, bitch, that's how you fire me. How we get that off? Tyree. Tell them the Triple can't rap because I love when they lie to me. Triple go hard, you sick. I throw up on track, I'm fly to me. Riders gonna ride with me. Your hoe gonna lie for me. I might just sign a team. Go raw and your mama mean. Cream, black and yellow, leave boiler steam. Take Polaroid scenes. Triple XL, I'm a magazine. I got a page so big, I need binder rings. That's a trapper keeper. It's Triple.
All right. Okay. Representative 317, that was Triple XL. Representative 317 is Triple XL. Matter of fact, now let's go and take it down south. Flame. Triple set it off tonight. Triple done set it off. What you gonna do? Let my viewers know how Alabama represents.
Okay, let me see. Let me see what I want to do. The group chat been jumping off the leader. Might want to say, check this out. Look, I hope all you women got your walls, because I'm finna go deep. The history that you need is in the book, just got to read. Death is bigger than money. What you think of grown trees? Her belief, if you ain't got enough branches, she'll leave. Life is bigger than weed. See, all plants got seeds. Now, this is part of the verse where no smoker gonna agree. Never been a rat or a snake, but even roaches gotta eat. You can have all the answers to the test, but still a cheat. Giving your soul away for a small fee? That sounds cheap. It's kind of hard to go hungry when I stay around beef. But you the type that try to creep. When everybody sleep, I'm up early morning, cooking, making sure everybody eat. You can be rich today. But tomorrow you begging. See, I'm an icon. See, if I die now, tomorrow I'm going to be a legend. See, I done mastered this gift. You don't want to battle this kid. Saturday, my savage day. But I still eat rappers out of six. Look, I'm sick and tired of all the rumors. Just a whole bunch of assumers. You get killed before your wedding. Like, fuck you, honeymooners. Yeah, I'm so confident. You ain't got to give me my compliments. You're going to make me bust your head and use your blood for the condiments. You better get your ass to another continent. And whoever nicknamed you, die real live, because, boy, you ain't running shit. You the type that'll run a snitch. Swear you know my past, but now you the law, and the laws are finna come and get. I'm finna put this cipher on punishment. I'm taking souls, no sacrifice. I'm trying to get high off living. But these smokers just took the L out of my life. But I ain't surprised. I guess telling my secrets make you a man. If you knew this much about me, you should have been in court taking a stand. Nigga said I'm a kid lover. Called me a dick sucker, but got the whole show thinking he my fan. What up, big brother? Niggas quick to throw my charge on me. But got engaged to a high school. I guess the apple don't fall too far from the tree. But shit, I'm back like I never left. Charged me with theft. I stole the whole show. Your LeBron fans just got swept. My advice to the crowd, if you ain't got caught, then stop snitching, because the same niggas telling the main one shot lifting. Now this flame at its best, hitting y'all when it's an off-guard shit. If you stressing about me, you going to check yourself out. That's a Walmart shit.
Wow, okay, okay. That's a Walmart shit. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was my guy representing Alabama, representing Alabama. For those who are in the building, or excuse me, calling the face, the Blog Talk Radio, again, that number is 760-542-4327. Again, that's 760-542-4327. If you would like to participate and show us what you got, 16 hot bars, let's go. From the 240, you already know, 3792, what it do.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Ace Santana. I'm putting on for Chicago.
That's what's up. Shut down. Look, I'm praying for y'all city like I'm praying for mine.
I said, I'm climbing Mount Olympus to tell them I am the lightning thief, a black man fighting the world. I am Apollo Creed. I shoot without apology. I kick it like a Socrates. I'm fitting like a Socrates. I'm buzzing like a pile of bees. Nigga, stop it. You talking way out of pocket. Treat your body like a combo with something that I can pop in. I'm trending like a topic. You studying, never progress. You working and never profit. You helpless without an option. I'm blowing like a Samo, moving swift just like piranhas. Made my way about the trenches. Tell them niggas minding business. I'm known to kill the witness. Take this beat up off my head. It's kept it solid. Niggas snitching. I'm talking about how they living. They changing more than women. I'm hitting like Sunny Listen. I'm moving with ill intentions. I'm stepping to the vision. They lacking. I pay attention. I started with no admission and never forget to finish, bitch.
Damn, did you breathe, brother? Did you breathe?
Yeah, I breathe.
Do you do cardio or something? Because I promise that take a lot of wind. Because I actually could follow the words you were saying.
Nice.
There are people on the Facebook. I got a group called Dysfunction. It's in a little group. And I put on there, this nigga go hard. So you got all kind of thumbs up and they said, I said the same thing. That shout out to you, baby dad. What's your name again?
Ace Santana.
Ace Santana, that's what's up. Stay on the line because we go for round two. So don't go nowhere. You already know what we do. So let everybody know. Text your friends. Get your buddies up, let them know. We make it live on three platforms. We are simulcasting, baby. Come on, get it in on what DLLPC Radio Show. All right, people, all right. We are entering in the last half hour. I know we ain't going to be much longer. I ain't going to wear y'all out. Keep 100, my ass is wore out. So you already know we are the LL. BP Radio Show.
Bubble, bubble, Republicans, I think.
Radio. What's good, man? It's your boy Young Mac, representing that Indiana, Mississippi, and you know what it is. NTF, stand up. And when I can't find anything on the radio, I depend on LLBP, Little Ladies with Big Pumps. How you doing, Miss Jack? And I see you, baby. And I got you locked in, and I'm pumping your station. The hottest internet radio station now. Let go.
Let go.
What it do, it's your boy Jay Twice, president of ATM World Entertainment. I'm reporting live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin right now, and you're listening to Miss Jackson on LLBP Radio. What up, Naptown? Yeah.
Yeah, what up? It's your boy Deacon Black coming in from Jersey City, and you know I'm rocking with Miss Jackson and the whole LLBP Radio crew. Deacon Black on the track said, I love you, Miss Jackson.
And we love you back. Thanks to all those who are still with us this evening on the LLBP Radio Show. We are simulcasting on viewlive.com. We are here. We are here. Y'all with me? All right. And Blind Talk Radio, that number is 760-542-4327. We appreciate everybody that is hanging out and keeping this show going. And, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and open up. I try to give those who are scary a chance to open up their mics or to call in. Once again, that number is 760-542-4327. We're going to make it. I'm going to make it a trio. And then we're going to go ahead and wrap this evening up. True. You know what we do? God bless us with a round number two.
So, it's Triple XL if you're feeling well. Cocktails in the bag of smell. Break up the shell, I'm there. Let me be clear. No rear view mirror to fear. The pimp's mare, locked hair. They go crazy on the dick. Stop share. She swallow, that's child care. I'm a loud shooter. Stay from round there. Serve her ice and Belvedere. Listen. I give her this bad boy when she got them puppy eyes. She yelling triple when I tickle tongue between the thighs. Lick on a yellow brick road with no chains. That's no 6'9". King of the big city, don't check these guys. Because our longitude, latitude make the population divide. And you still get shot before the gun line. Where the murder rate rise from connected guys by ties that leave lullabies and dandelions. Gather up, nigga, use huddle eyes. I'm protected. If not, a mother dies. 50 through your shutter blinds. Won't be another time. Make a nap, nigga, mad stream, Fox 59. Get them all hype like a Flavor Flav rhyme. A eighth line, roaches and great times. I'm all bad like a hate crime. I'm good like it's Constantine. Excuse my tone. Words asinine. You in the house, don't question the mouse you find. Big city, little patience for lemon lines and concubines. I don't need a Beyonce for these drunken rhymes. I mix like Duncan Hines. Grab your bitch by a scrunchy tie and grab her to stretch out a monkey, right? Your bitch love eating pussy, that's a double dike. If her voice too deep, don't blow my pipe. Telling me this and telling me that. Bitch, that's Barry White. You know what? Fuck everybody. I'ma jump in the power of the party, spinning with two shotties, beams at your sight, show the light, like froze with lice, and pick up your bitch, cause you don't hold it right. Triple XL tatted up with the bow type. No flame on these walls, these cold pipes. Take the roof off a cypher like old Mike. And Space Jam your facts right. Nap is the next night, we pick the fight. Overwrite the finish line, and it's dinner time. I eat you rappers while rapping ventriloquize. Silly boys, you get minimized. That's lost RAM. Nigga, like, hot damn. Don't cross me, nigga. I'm not Cam. But I shoot your Fig Newton and leak all jam. Like, oh, man. He needs some milk in a tall can. They trash like paperboy hand. Put Draco in his hand. Take him to the plane. Man, it's triple, man. Roll with it. Triple. That's how.
All right, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Triple XL. Representative 317. Representative 337. Plane. Yeah.
I guess I come off the top. I ain't tripping. Okay. I wasn't prepared for that. I was just trying to have fun. But anyway, okay, I hear you, Triple. but you throwing flames at the fire spitter. See, when I open my mouth, heat waves come out. Had your body looking like the Wi-Fi signal, the hottest nigga. You already know it. Don't got to tote pistols. When I hit you, you got to bumping up. They're going to look like a tarantula bit them. See, now that's off the head, but you know how that is in the South. We ain't worrying about y'all because all y'all do is run your mouth. You hit the trap. But I'll just disconnect your whole route and show you what I'm about. But anyway, let's get back to the drought. Okay, it started for a long time ago. Age of 17, I said, I'm going to be a rapper. Call myself the king. Moved to South Carolina, then back to Alabama, and still been getting hated by people from Mariana, but they don't know that. See, I'm breaking it down, and all coats, y'all just like Trump, getting no votes. All across the coast, putting me in your verse, man, you already know about it. When your body get murked, you're 6 feet in the dirt. So we ain't hearing what you're worth. Y'all just a whole bunch of crossword puzzles, just scattering your words. Don't know what you're saying. Body starts spraying. Now you're laying down, worrying about your body on pavements, but I don't care. Y'all boy just crazy. You know how I do it. Hit shots and kicking your rib cage in. Mortal Kombat. Something like Johnny Cage, man. But I know it. All that hair on your beard. Look like a caveman. Now the police is hot and they riding. Freestyling off the dome when the money stay piling. Miss Jackson, you already know it. Why they call me the champ. Because these boys couldn't mail me off if they had enough stamps. But that's just anyway. That's just off of the head, and I ain't really got time for it. So cut off the dreads, and next time you come at me, create a whole new image, because I'm still here spitting, and I'm still going to keep winning.
And it went to phone. Okay. Cutting off dreads and everything. Shit. Cutting hair. Whoever got dreads. Put your head up. Samir's like, wait a minute.
Not me.
Not the life. That's not me.
Life commitment. Santana.
Say it in the mic.
Yo, what's
Ace,
up?
Ace, you still with me?
Hey, I'm still here.
Let's go.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
You ready? Let's go.
I'ma cut the top off like decapitation. I'm the best in the game. They can stop debating. I'm ahead of these niggas, man. They too complacent. I'm getting high on the moon. I hotbox the spaceship. Got tired of the coupe, so I copped the rape. With the suicide doors, man, it's too amazing. I'm straightforward with the money, y'all too adjacent. If I ever leave the game and it ain't a replacement, on my way to the top, but I'm too impatient. They ain't give me a shot, so I had to take it point blank with a Glock, leaving nigga faceless. And I be on the road, gotta get this dough. Promise that I'm coming home. Know that I'll be gone too long. You told me it ain't safe, girl. You told me I should change my ways. Keep me in a different place. But baby girl, I can't just wait. This money keeps me on the race. And just to let you know, I know how it go. A Domo switched the flow and bro told the show.
Okay.
Okay. I was just asking, what shade of green is your color, Seth?
What shade of green?
Now, this is one of the people listening on Facebook Live. You also on Facebook Live and ViewYouLive.com. So you have an audience, two or three different audiences listening to you, Ron. But this is one of the people on the Facebook side that decided to. That asked me what color was my shirt. Yeah, real life, it's not this bluish, the aqua color. Actually, like you said, it's more of a pyramid.
Green.
Yeah,
pyramid. You get it and people win. That color.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this evening. Thanks to everybody that tuned in, checked us out. I'm going to go ahead and give my shout. No, I'm going to be respectful. Samir, shout it out. Anybody like to give a shout out? I'm going to open your mic.
Ain't that ever do it.
Woo!
I want to give thanks and praise to my Lord and Savior.
Nah, I'm just playing. I'm back. How y'all doing? Nah, for real. Shout out to everybody who rapped tonight.
it definitely did our thing. I am happy that we got our reference back in the building, got stepping back out.
Yeah.
Because I remember the time when that Cypher used to laugh for, I used to cut on in my car, and that'd be my music for the rest of the night. I ain't got to cut on the radio just because all y'all was my zombies. So for everybody who's rapping tonight, any other night, when I'm on the road, know that I'm fucking that fucking part. Y'all got music, send it to me. I listen to it. Yeah, everybody say y'all listen to all kind of music. Y'all know where to find me. Facebook, Samir Merlo.
You already know. I'd like to give a shout out first and foremost to the Lord above. To my mom and dad, Sheila and Gordon Meredith. May you rest in peace. Shout out to Democrat Andrew Gilliam, the black man who speaks, who will be running for in Florida for the governorship. Florida, set it off in this motherfucker. Rock the vote, okay? But anywho, I digress on this like my politics. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in this evening on UULive.com. Came on in and commented and showed your emotions, showed love. The rappers who tuned in, appreciate you. I hope next time you don't just come back, but you bring a friend so we can get our Cypher back jumping again every Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night we will be doing our Cypher again. So please get your rhymes together, 16 hot bars. Don't bring the bullshit. We are B.O.B. in this house. Bars over bullshit. Okay? Not back on bullshit, huh? Bars over bullshit is what we own. So bring your hottest 16 to the LLBP radio show. Again, thank you for tuning in. Could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be with us tonight. For that, we are thankful. Shout out to my engineer, Juan.
Juan Vissimo, Juan Vissimo.
And tuning to my tree. Shout out to each and every one of you guys. We stay blessed. We're praying for the state of Florida at the same time we're celebrating. We also have prayers for those who lost their lives or that were injured in yet another mass shooting in Florida. Another mass shooting in Florida. That's a topic for another day.
Another day, another way.
Another day, another way. But we're praying for you all. I used to be a resident of Florida in Pensacola. Shout out to all of my
people. I just might be
from Pensacola. But we ain't that far from Jacksonville. So I'm praying for all the violence to stop, not just here locally, but nationwide and around the world. And with that being said, God bless you and each and everyone. Stay safe. Have a safe, productive, and beautiful weekend. God bless you. Good night. LLBP Radio.
What it is, man, this your boy Big Dutta, Team 88 representer, Boss Talk TV CEO, and right now I'm chilling with this sexy and lovely Miss Stephanie on the LLBP Internet Radio Show. Tune in or get tuned out. Ahem.